Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay. It is 7:12 a.m. Glad you've joined us this morning. Hope you got a great Friday planned. It is Friday. Hope you got a great weekend planned. We've got some text in this morning. I want to read those. And if you'd like to join the conversation, please text us 850-437-1620. I got a text here. We talked about Robert Bender, the supervisor of elections, who's going to join us later this morning. It says, ask Robert Bender if there is a way to have my name and address blocked. So not to get 10 election solicitations a day when elections come up. Yep, I understand that. Those flyers fill your mailbox up pretty quick. I don't know if he can do that, but anyhow. We also talked about the city doing a survey of city residents, of how the city could better serve them. And this listener says, I feel that survey could be better if it didn't go to just city residents. City of Pensacola is a small geographic area where there are a lot of people that come from the county to gallery night and other things downtown. They really ought to find a way to send it to city residents and county residents to see where the judgmental lies. Okay, all right. Thanks for your text. That's a good thought. I don't know that the city is going to do that. I think they're interested in the people who pay the taxes in the city, but that is a good thought, and I'm sure that the mayor and other folks in the city would welcome your thoughts, whether you live in the city or not, if you frequent the city and are a customer of city places. So thank you for your text. Hey, I mentioned earlier Jazz Fest is coming up, and I don't want you to miss that because it's going to be in New Orleans April 24th through May 4th. There's two long weekends there, and they've got a great lineup of musical entertainment at Jazz Fest. They always do. Dave Matthews Band, John Fogerty, Lil Wayne, Pearl Jam, Lenny Kravitz, Luke Combs, Santana, and then they always have the great New Orleans artists, Harry Connick Jr., Irma Thomas, Trombone Shorty, who's played here in Pensacola, and many others. Now, Irma Thomas last year, the Rolling Stones were there last year. And Irma Thomas went on stage with the Rolling Stones, and that was quite a performance. If you missed it, it's on YouTube because I've watched it a couple times. Irma Thomas is one of the great soul jazz singers from New Orleans, so don't miss Jazz Fest. Tickets are on sale. You just go online. You can take a look. I just hope that the terrorist attack earlier this month is not going to put a damper on Jazz Fest. I know New Orleans is really just trying to get past the Super Bowl, but Jazz Fest is always a great event. If you've never been, you should go. They have shuttle buses that are going to take you out to the fairgrounds and back to your hotel. Great food, great music. It's always a great time to go to Jazz Fest. So there you go. Here in Pensacola, tonight is Gallery Night. I said earlier, it's the 34th consecutive year that we've had Gallery Nights in Pensacola. That seems like a way long time for me, but the older I get, the faster things go by. But the theme tonight is the Lunar New Year, the Art of the Snake. So, I don't know, John, we're supposed to dress like snakes tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're celebrating the Chinese New Year or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the Art of the Snake, whatever that means. And they've got increased security in Pensacola. They've got some new barricades they borrowed, I think, from Panama City. The mayor's very concerned about that, and rightfully so. And thank you, Mayor, for being concerned about security. The February theme for Gallery Night is Foodie Gallery Night. And then in March, it's Dancing in the Streets. Speaking of in the streets, you know, Pensacola. Yes, John.
In the streets, I got to do traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's
brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to report to you right now. It's just seeing some minor delays on I-10 as you approach Highway 29. And also, we're seeing some minor delays at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29. Going northbound. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're going to go to the news now? No? Okay. All right.
We're going to take a break here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections for Escambia County. The office of U.S. House of Representatives District 1 is open, and Governor DeSantis has called a special election to fill the vacancy. Please mark your calendars for these very important dates. The special Republican-only primary election is on January 28, 2025, and the special general election will be held on April 1, 2025. For more information, go to ischemiavotes.gov. That's ischemiavotes.gov.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay. Glad you've joined us this morning. If you have a thought, you can text us at 850-437-1620. We do have the Ocean Man on the phone. That's Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, John. Happy Friday to you.
Well, happy Friday to you, too. I don't think you're going to have many folks out at the beach for the next few days, but I know this doesn't mean that you don't have anything to do. This is really a very busy time of year for you. I think you've just completed lifeguard training. Is that correct?
We had refresher training. In fact, you bring up a few points I want to focus on. Well, hey, let me start off with the really good news. Lifeguards got a pay raise. They're now beginning at $19.76 an hour.
Woohoo. I might apply. How about that?
We got to pay. Hey, and you're very lucky. That leads me into my next point I want to get across is we have a test, a swim run test scheduled Saturday, the 28th of January. Information can be found on our website, PensacolaBeachLifeguards.com.
All right. If you want to be a lifeguard, impress your girlfriend and help Dave out January 28th, do the training. Do the test.
Yeah, we've got our third and final group that we're working tomorrow because they do their refresher training Saturdays and Sundays. And so with the third and final group of returning lifeguards will be in tomorrow morning, and we'll go over CPR and some other water rescue skills and refresh their emergency medical response training also. So we're getting ready because March 1st, we will be in the towers. People, you know, Christmas is gone. So, and I'll tell you right now, people are waiting for it to get warmer and can't wait to come spring out to the beach.
And they haven't been swimming in 3 or 4 months, and they haven't been practicing in the bathtub. And they come out there, and sometimes they get in trouble. And you guys just do a great job of keeping everybody safe. How many lifeguards do you have, Dave? How many in a pool?
For our projected staff right now is 56, and we'll know more. I can tell you more after January 28th, and we do the interviews because it's a combination of the physical skill, and also they have an oral interview that we want to make sure they're a good organizational fit for our team.
Yeah. Now I know spring break's coming up, and that brings to mind underage drinking. Do the lifeguards have any role in enforcing those kinds of laws, like public drunkenness, or how do they handle those cases?
Well, statutory law is handled by law enforcement, and we're not law enforcement officers. So that's sworn law enforcement officers. If we do see a problem, we get in touch with the deputies that work out here, and we have a really good working relationship, and we keep things pretty well under control.
So if somebody's out there and they're having a problem with a neighbor on their beach towel, can they go tell the lifeguards, and the lifeguards will assess the situation and go from there?
We try to mediate all kinds of things because what could be wrong in paradise?
Hey, Dave, we're going to go to traffic on the fives right now. I'll be back with you in just a minute. Hang on.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about, not even any slowdowns. Traffic is actually flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Dave, one final question. What can people do who come to the beach that'll help you guys the most?
Well, I mean, it just be aware of the environment you're in. People are on vacation, and it's just natural for their situational awareness to be relaxed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm looking at the Gulf of Mexico. It's beautiful, emerald green water. What could possibly go wrong here? So just pay attention and listen to the lifeguards, and the best place to swim is in front of a lifeguard stand.
Excellent. Great advice from Dave Greenwood. He's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief. Dave, we thank you, and we thank all of the lifeguards who help keep us safe out there, who help keep things going. We couldn't have the great beach that we have without you guys, so thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss our wonderful team and our wonderful beach.
Thank you, Dave. It's Friday. And it is January 17th. It is 7:25. And it's a little cold this morning, but it's going to get a whole lot colder coming up. So it's time to go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
And good morning. The Trump inauguration is being called an attractive potential target for extremists. The FBI, Secret Service, Capitol Police, and local police departments now are compiling threat assessments for Monday's inauguration, which would lay out various scenarios. They say so far there are no specific credible threats for that event. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas have now signed a ceasefire and hostage deal. There were multiple outlets now reporting that the deal has been signed in Qatar by officials from Israel, Hamas, the U.S., and Qatari officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement. He says they are preparing for the reception of those hostages once they are returned to Israel. Legendary baseball broadcaster Bob Uecker has died at the age of 90. His death was confirmed yesterday by the Milwaukee Brewers. Uecker called Brewers games for 54 years. He also played baseball from 1962 until 67. He was famous for appearing in the Major League film trilogy as well. And we are waiting this morning. We may hear from the Supreme Court on the upcoming TikTok ban. An announcement on the Supreme Court's website said yesterday they may announce some opinions on their homepage beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. The social media app is set to be banned in the U.S. on Sunday. And that's what we've got in our headlines today, John.
Thank you very much, David.
Hey, thanks, John Pickens. Thanks, Dave. Thank you for listening to us this morning. It is January the 17th. It is 7:27 a.m. in the morning. And, hey, today is Dump Your New Year's Resolution Day. 17 days in, most people give up. So my only wish for New Year's, I don't have a resolution, but my only wish for this year is that people learn to be more kind to each other. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that being kind to other people is really the only way to live a valuable life. I mean, we live in a world that's very divisive, very judgmental, very hard for some people, and it doesn't cost anything to be kind to someone. I'm always very appreciative when someone is kind to me, and I tell them so, to encourage someone, to walk with someone. So I encourage you to try to be too kind in the coming year. You'll find yourself smiling a whole lot more. If you do. And I've always said, remember, we touch people with our hearts, not our smarts. So touch people with your hearts. That's what you can do in a new year to make it better, not just for you, but for everybody else. Okay, John, football final Monday night, college championship, Notre Dame, Ohio State. Ohio State is a 8.5-point favorite, I think that's right, to beat the Irish. So no SEC team in the national championship game again this year, the second year in a row. Michigan, those Yankees won it last year. And I think there's going to be Yankees who are going to win it this year, either Ohio State or Notre Dame. We can't be having that. But I think what we're seeing is the SEC teams beat each other up a lot.
We do. We sit there and take each other out with the competition. We're all ranked, except for a few of them, nameless teams. But, that's what I've been saying all season long is we play each other and we take each other out. You know, Ole Miss should have been – in the college playoffs.
I mean,
I was at the game in Kentucky. They deserved to lose. I mean, that one was in Oxford, but the game against Kentucky, and we deserved to lose that one.
Yeah. But, you
beat Georgia. You
beat Georgia, Ole Miss, Miami. I think even LSU were better than SMU or Indiana.
Oh, I know. Yeah, for sure.
And so I think they're going to make some changes there. I think they have to. I think eventually the SEC and the Big Ten are going to form their own playoff system. With maybe the ACC. But for now, the SEC is watching the championship game from the couch for the second year in a row. So hopefully that'll change. And hopefully with the changes, all the changes going on, it'll make it more interesting. All right, it's 7:30. Time to go for traffic on the fives, John.
Well, we're good.
We're good?
Yep. We're going to check in with David. He's got your head news coming up next.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A Supreme Court decision on a TikTok ban starting Sunday over its Chinese ownership could come this morning. President Biden reportedly plans to leave enforcement up to the Trump administration, and there's also a bill in Congress to delay the deadline.
Senators Ed Markey and Cory Booker say there are offers on the table to buy TikTok from the China-owned company ByteDance.
There needs to be some time in order to negotiate.
The bill has a statute that allows for a 90-day extension.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. There's a Senate confirmation hearing this morning for President-elect Trump's Homeland Security Secretary nominee.
South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem will be introduced this morning by new Senate Majority Leader John Thune as she appears before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, answering questions about her vision to run DHS.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got Mostly clear skies, sunshine this morning, a little bit cold, though. We've got 41 degrees here in Pensacola. The city council approved a resolution to distribute $2.2 million in state grant money to repair Bay Bluffs Park yesterday.
I had been contacted by the public that they thought it was kind of goofy that we were getting $2.2 million or whatever, and that we were then paying Conservation Florida $400,000 for it. And just so for the public's sake, I want to point out that it's Conservation Florida who got the grant.
That is Councilwoman Jen Breyer, and she clarified how that funding works. The $2.2 million goes to Conservation Florida. After the approval of the city's resolution last night, that'll now be distributed to the city to begin the repair work on Bay Bluffs Park. The community design and community input phase of that project begins this year. That likely will include a mix of repairing and removing boardwalks. The Pensacola City Council approved the resolution last night unanimously. Ground was broken on the new Memorial Plaza that will sit outside of the Escambia Sheriff's Office yesterday. A crowd of several hundred people were on hand, including family members for many of those being honored on the memorial. Sheriff Chip Simmons says they've been fundraising and the community really stepped up to make the new memorial happen.
The good part about this is we have contractors and subcontractors that are, many of which are given deep discounts, and some are volunteering their time, their expertise, and their sweat all together because they understand how important this is to the community. And we are forever grateful for their contribution.
The new Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost up to $500,000. That is being funded through the Escambia Sheriff's Foundation, and no tax money is being used. They've also been selling pavers that are being used to build the memorial. Foundation President Whitney Lucas says that they've kept costs low enough so Sheriff's Office employees could afford to contribute. A high school student in Jay was arrested for having a weapon. That happened on Wednesday. The sheriff's office in Santa Rosa County says the weapon was found during a search of the student's vehicle. They say students and staff were not in any danger. The weapon and other items were seized during the search. An Alabama man has died. A woman was seriously hurt after a crash on Highway 29. That happened on Thursday. FHP says the driver ran off the road. The truck hit a ditch and rolled near Champion Drive. An 83-year-old man was thrown from the vehicle and died at the scene. A 62-year-old woman was extricated from the wreck. She was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. The crash had lanes on 29 closed for about an hour yesterday. Hundreds of South Florida law enforcement officers from several precincts like Miami Beach, Sweetwater, and Coral Gables are all headed to Washington, D.C. to help with inauguration security. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says they're sending 52 officers tomorrow
to assist as a response to a request from not only the Secret Service, but the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department.
And he says they're taking their own equipment, headgear, boots, special socks, since they'll be out in the cold. The department will be leaning on the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office and Florida Highway Patrol to help here at home with their Wheels Up, Guns Down campaign over the holiday weekend. It's 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. Downtown Pensacola, Gregory and Balin. Put your trust in Tire Trust. Not seeing any accidents right now. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're seeing it's starting to get a congestion delay through that construction zone, about a 5 to 7 minute delay with that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies today, high near 64 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. On Saturday, rain chances move in as we head into the morning through the afternoon. 70% chance of rain, high near 66. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 42. On Sunday, sunshine returning with a high near 52. Temperatures dropping Sunday night into the 20s, 25 degrees, waking up Monday morning. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 41 degrees sunshine in Pensacola, 40 in Gulf Breeze, 35 the cool spot reported in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Snap shares closed down 5% after the Federal Trade Commission said it would refer a complaint against the company to the Department of Justice. The FTC's non-public complaint involves allegations that Snapchat's My AI chatbot poses risks and harm to young users. Climate-related natural disasters are dramatically driving up insurance costs for homeowners in the most affected regions, according to a Treasury Department report. For consumers living in the 20% of zip codes with the highest expected annual losses, premiums average just over $2,300, or 82% more than those living in the 20% of lowest risk zip codes from 2018 to 2022. Apple stock closed down 4%, its worst day since August, following several reports of lackluster iPhone sales in China. The iPhone maker's stock price is down nearly 12% from its most recent peak in December. Futures are moderately higher. That's your money now.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over two decades on active duty, as a Navy pilot and combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. We're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay this morning. We're glad you joined us. It's Friday. Tonight's gallery night. A lot of great things coming up this weekend. Early voting starts tomorrow. We're going to talk to Robert Bender here in just a few minutes. But first, we have one of my favorite people in the entire universe.
Aww.
Dee Dee Flounlicker. She is the executive director of Manna Food Pantries. And they've got a couple of great events coming up we want to talk about this morning. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us about Manna Fill-A-Bowl.
Yes, so we've got the Clover Pickleball Fillable coming up. It's on Thursday this year, Thursday, March 13th from 6 to 8 at the Lou Ross Center at Pensacola State College. Now, this is where the tickets are only $50 pre-sale, $60 day of. And, John, this is where you get a handmade, local by an artisan handmade bowl. And we have restaurants there that you can go around and taste different soups. It is a fantastic event.
It is a fantastic event. I've got about a half a cabinet full of bowls, original bowls that people have made. I go every year. And you could be a sponsor too, right?
You absolutely can. In fact, we really need sponsors and restaurants. So if you are interested in sponsoring, just give us a call at 850-432-2053. And we'll let you know what it takes to be a sponsor. I tell you, John, this is our fundraiser the whole year. It's the only time, actually. It's the only fundraiser that we do. And so it's really important for us.
Yeah. And it's a great evening. So go there, buy a ticket, get in, get you a free bowl made by a local artisan. And then you can walk around to all the food tables and fill that bowl up.
That's right.
And the best thing is there are no limits on how many times you can go back to the tables.
That's right.
That's not why I go now, of course.
Sure, John. Absolutely. You know, and we've got this year just a sampling of folks that'll be there. The Farm will be there.
Yeah.
The Grand Marlin is coming back. Cons on Palafox and Mr. Poyle. So, you know, it's going to, I know, it's every year. Here's the best thing, though, really, about the whole event for us is that when someone purchases a ticket, that provides 30 healthy meals for neighbors in need.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So give me some numbers, too. I know you always have numbers. How many meals does Manna provide every year for our community? It's phenomenal.
It really is, John. I tell you, last year we helped 67,427 people, and of that, 60% were children. 60% were children. All in, we distributed 767,599 healthy meals.
My goodness. What will we do without Manna? I mean, I've always said, and I've worked with Edie for years, if you're hungry, nothing else matters. Who wins the college football championship doesn't matter if you're hungry. What day it is doesn't matter. Who's president doesn't matter. If you're hungry, nothing else matters. And the fact that you're meeting that need and the fact that we have such a great need in Pensacola means we all need to get behind Edie and her staff and help make this happen.
Thanks, John.
Rotarians Against Hunger.
Yeah, we've got that coming.
That's coming up. Real quick, tell us about that.
Absolutely. So this is where Rotarians come together. It's the one event of the whole year that we've got Rotarians from across the district or across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties come together on February 15th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And we have about 200 Rotarians that come together and pack special bags that have just four ingredients in them. It's a mix, a casserole mix. And, John, that is such an important thing because those packs we use throughout the year, and it's one of the things that we use for protein as well as grains. And then just real quick, we've got Super Bowl of Caring coming up too. So you can learn a lot more about that by visiting our website at mannahelps.org.
Mannahelps.org. The best thing about Rotarians Against Hunger is you get to see all these old guys with hairnets on.
I know. I think I have a few pictures of you, as a matter of fact, in
I do.
Years past.
Yes. It really adds a lot to your looks. But Didi Flanlecker, Executive Director of Manna, thank you so much for all you do. Thanks for coming in this morning and sharing that information with us. If you want to help people, help Manna.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to Traffic on the Fives now with John.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see some congestion delays there. That's about a 9 to 11 minute. No accidents there. If you're traveling Highway 29 just south of 9 Mile heading toward I-10, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation.
That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know, if you've been listening to my show long enough, you've heard me talking about Pensacola Hardware, one of the oldest, 50 oldest companies in the entire United States, the oldest company in the state of Florida, founded before the Civil War, before there were Levi's, like a long time ago, 174 years ago, long. But what you may not hear me talk about a lot is all the different ways in which Pensacola Hardware serves this community. Like, just an example, okay? UWF's Department of Archaeology actually has a whole bunch of supplies that you get at Pensacola Hardware because they work in conjunction with them for things like their gloves that they need or their excavating tools. And of course, they have all of the hardware stuff that you could possibly imagine. Aaron pneumatic tools, fasteners, drill bits, diamond products, decorative concrete compressors. I mean, honestly, they have things that I could read to you are on their inventory list that I have no idea how to use because it's not my area of expertise, but it's theirs. They have been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for an awfully long time. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, noun, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Good morning, I'm John Hutchinson. This is Pensacola News Radio 92.3. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 7:49 a.m. I was busy putting my hands up. I'm sorry. I love that song. We have with us this morning in the studio Robert Bender, Supervisor of Elections. He's been in that position, I think, for about a year now. So welcome, Robert.
Morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here. Early voting starts tomorrow. I can't believe that. Tell us, I know the sample ballot has already gone out. I've looked at mine. The polls open, I believe it's 9 o'clock. So tell us what time the precincts open, how long, and how long will early voting last?
Sure. So we'll be doing the mandatory 8-day early voting this year. We'll have 7 locations. So it's down from 10 that we had last year, but it's only just for the special primary. We looked at how many people came out during the March election, knowing that we'd have a similar eligibility, and so the sites that didn't perform very well, we just backed off of those for this cycle, but they will be back in for the April 1st election for the special here. But we have 7 locations open 9 a.m. to 5:30 every day, so you know, we don't know what this weather has in store for us next week. I think it's the first time that an election in Florida has had to deal with the potential ice storm. Wow. But I would ask the voters to go ahead and do it this weekend. You know, we're open. You can go to any one of the 7 locations. You don't have to go to a specific one. You don't have to go to the one that you went to before. You go in, we print your ballot for you. It's one contest. You'd probably be in and out in about 5 minutes. And here's the thing is that I know people can go to the polls. You know, we had 8,500 come the first day of early voting in the general election, and we had a lot less come in March. So I challenge people to get out, come early vote this weekend. We have 7 locations, and they're around the county, so it'll be close to wherever you are. We have the Millennial Community Center. We have the Extension Office, the Bellevue Library, the Southwest Library, the Main Library, the Supervisor's Office in downtown, and then Asbury Place right here next to PSC.
Yeah, 9th Avenue there. Yep. Yeah. Saturday is a great day to vote. I heartily endorse that. And so if you get out and vote Saturday, then you won't have to worry about an ice storm next week to vote. In Florida, that just is a head-scratcher. But take Robert's advice. Go out and vote early. I think the deadline for requesting a mail-in ballot was yesterday. Is that right?
It was. So we've sent out a little over 7,500 ballots. And we opened 2,900 of those yesterday that have already been returned. We've had 3,300 returned.
Wow.
And so, you know, those we need to get those back in. But, you know, a little bit less than what we had for March. You know, we had built a, you know, everyone's vote by mail request was wiped clean after the general election. So if you voted by mail and you want to vote by mail again, it's too late for the special primary. But you can go ahead and make the request for the April 1st election. And you can go ahead and keep that request on file through the general election in 26. So, you know, one call to our office, going online and doing it online, escambiavotes.gov. We'll take care of you for the next 2 years.
So the early voting starts tomorrow. The general election is April 1st. This is just for Republicans. We've got 10 candidates vying for Matt Gaetz's congressional seat, Florida District 1, U.S. House of Representatives. So I think 10 candidates pretty much assures that no one is going to get a majority. Would you agree?
I would think so. So the date of the primary is January 28th. For the April 1st general, so it'll be again. Well, on election day, you have to go to your precinct. We'll have all 80 precincts open. We do have some changes. Those voters are either notified, or we had one that came up earlier this week that we're having to jump to. We found a location, but we'll notify those voters in precinct 98 that we're just going to combine them with an adjoining precinct. Okay. And so it'll be close by. And then we'll work on a more permanent location with some of the areas that are available in that area.
So if you can't get out this weekend and the ice storm kind of delays you next week, January 28th is when the actual primary is, and you can go vote that day as well.
Yes, and again, we'll be that early vote will run Saturday to Saturday. So if you get through the ice storm and want to come out, get out after that, come see us at one of our 7 locations. Martin Luther King, you know, even though the libraries and other things will be closed, county will be closed, those libraries will be open for us, so you can come in and vote.
All right. It is 7:54. Time to go with traffic on the fives.
Right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, it's just maybe a 3 to 4 minute delay. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're talking to Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. Robert, we have one candidate who does not live in the district. What are the rules surrounding that?
So for a congressional candidate, there's an age requirement of you have to be 25, and the requirement also is that you just have to be a resident of Florida.
Okay. So there's no residency?
There is no residency to be in the district.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That's interesting. So all these people are saying, well, he doesn't live here. Well, that's okay. He still meets the qualifications.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I could run for Congress in Miami?
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah. I'd probably get as many votes down there as I'd get up here, but that's interesting. Thank you.
But I do know that there was one candidate that has, registered to vote in Okaloosa. Uh-huh. That was coming over from Tallahassee. So I don't know if that's who you're referring to, but we had a supervisor conference earlier this week, and so he let me know that he's registered over there. Okay. It's on the state's qualifying website is that you just have to be living in the state.
Interesting. That's I learned something. Yeah. Which is good. So what do you think about ranked voting, where voters rank candidates 1, 2, 3? A lot of people talking about when you have a race like this with 10 candidates, that might be a fairer way to evaluate all the candidates. How do you think ranked voting would go over?
You know, we saw it. There was some referendum on it across the country. Some places it failed. Some places it succeeded or stayed in place. I'd say I don't really have a position on it. is you know, the Florida says that you can't use it. So it would take our legislators moving. And I know I've talked to Andrew McKay about doing it. And so if that's what the people and the legislators want to do, then I'd support that and make sure that we can do it. But it does, when you have these 10 candidates, and again, it's someone who can build that momentum. It won't take a lot to win, right? I mean, maybe 15%, 18% might win it. So we'll see.
Interesting. And we have one Democrat registered to run, and that'll be in the general election April 1st.
Gay Valamont has qualified again. There's also an NPA who qualified, and then there are four write-ins.
Excellent. Okay. So you finished up very smooth presidential election in November, and I guess you thought you were done. And then Gates leaves, Rubio leaves, Century Mayor's resigning. You've got a very busy spring coming up.
We do. Stating that it was so much fun on election night and when we get to do it again did not go over so well with my election workers, which I always want to thank them for what they do. We wouldn't be able to run such a smooth election without the help of our election workers. They're paid, but they're not paid well. It's almost like a volunteer position. And so I really appreciate everyone having the patience with us in November, early voting, things like that, after they're standing in line, you know, and walking those lines. Everybody was just excited to be able to vote. And so I always appreciate, being kind, as you were talking about earlier, yes, to our poll workers. They only worked, a couple days last year. It's not like it's a full-time job for them. And so really appreciate all that they do to help us run safe, secure, accurate elections. And what I say is, not only do they represent my office, but they represent the people. Yes. They're in there to make sure that everything's up to standard and up to, following the law. And we have election workers that are of all parties. We make sure that they're in that at least two parties are in every location, so there's that balance, checks and balances, and so here they are. They've gone through training they have to go through training before every election. So we've been training them since the start of the year, getting them ready for this election.
Thank you, Robert Bender. Early voting starts tomorrow. Go vote. Real quick, Robert, Notre Dame or Ohio State?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Irish.
he's a big Irish fan. All right. Thank you. We'll be back in a few minutes.